In the words of a family member of mine, we have had many Catholic politicians in U.S. history, but I don't think we've ever had one like J.D. Vance. I'm going to play a few clips from his speech at the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast. We're going to get right into this. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Listen to this.
This is the 20th year, I believe, of the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast, and it seems like we're doing pretty good here with the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast. And of course, this breakfast holds a very special place in my heart. As Maureen mentioned, I came here last year as a very young senator, not knowing how much my life would change. And I'm thankful to God, but also thankful to the friendship of the people in this room for helping us get there, because I think that we have turned a new page in Washington, D.C., and we are going to take advantage of the opportunity that God has given us. So I want to say a couple of words just about Trump administration policy, because while you're certainly not always going to agree with everything that we do in President Trump's administration, I feel very confident in saying that between protecting the rights of pro-life protesters, between ensuring that we have an opportunity to protect the rights of the unborn in the first place, and importantly, protecting the religious liberty of all people, but in particular Catholics, I think that we can say that President Trump, though not a Catholic himself, has been an incredibly good president for Catholics in the United States of America. Now, we know, of course, the last administration liked to throw people in jail for silently praying outside of pro-life clinics. We know that they like to harass pro-life fathers of seven, very often Catholic fathers, for participating in the pro-life movement. And we know that the last administration wanted to protect taxpayer-funded abortion right up until the moment of birth. And on every single one of those issues, in 30 short days, Donald J. Trump has gone in the exact opposite direction, and I am thankful for that, and I'm sure that every single person in this room is thankful for that as well. But I actually want to talk about a couple of other things. In particular, you know, one of the most important parts of President Trump's policy, and where I think President Trump's policy is most in accord with Christian social teaching and with the Catholic faith, is that more than any president of my lifetime, President Trump has pursued a path of peace. And we very often, I think, ignore the way in which our foreign policy is either an instrument or an impediment to people all over the world being able to practice their faith. And we know, and as of course I learned in this breakfast last year, I believe there were some Nigerian priests who were being persecuted and were trying to protect their flock despite incredible persecution. We know that some of the biggest groups that are persecuted all over the world today are Christians. And the Trump administration promises you that whether it's here at home with our own citizens or all over the world, we will be the biggest defenders of religious liberty and the rights of conscience. And I think those policies will fall to the benefit of Catholics in particular all over the world.
Incredible. I want to encourage you to go and listen the rest of it. But we see this. Many of us, in looking at the political things of the world, we're seeing how our Catholic faith was going to be attacked more and more. Here in our country, unbelievably, because of the prayers of so many people, we are seeing that tide turn in the opposite direction, something which, be honest and admit, we were not expecting at all. It's almost like we just live with this expectation of persecution. But now we are being given an opportunity of having that freedom of faith restored back to us, how it should be, and then allowing our country to be a light. He goes on talking about how they want to work to really encouraging other countries, maybe even pressuring other countries to granting religious freedom, especially in places where there's been these historical Christian groups that are persecuted, specifically in the Middle East and in other places. A lot of those things which I'm not aware of, but those politicians are. So this means that our prayers for this administration are bearing fruit. Our private faith life and the public life of our country are intimately intertwined. If not, think about Saint Joan of Arc, who God specifically chose her to have the rightful King of France established there. So what happens in our country matters. If God cares what happens in our private life, we cannot divorce that from our desire for from the public life. Sometimes people kind of don't want to talk about politics, but unfortunately, we have to care about our country. We have to care about the direction in which it goes. And the fruits of our prayers, we're seeing them right now. Praise God. I'll see you in the next one.